Romanian regulator bans poly market after election-linked trading surge. Romania's gambling regulator has blacklisted poly market following a large spike in unauthorized election-related trades. The National Office for Gambling, ONJN, moved to prohibit the blockchain-based prediction and event trading platform Polymarket from operating in Romania after detecting what it described as an explosive increase in trading around national elections held in May. The regulator says the platform recorded some $600 million in transaction volume tied to the presidential contest, and a further $15 million linked to municipal votes in Bucharest. ONJN said those figures represent aggregate trades among participants rather than individual wagers, but argued the scale is proof of significant unregulated betting activity occurring outside the state-controlled betting framework. Under Romanian law, the office concluded, Polymarket effectively functions as a counterparty betting operator because it permits users to place monetary stakes on future outcomes and collects fees from those transactions without holding a domestic gambling license. It would be a reckless precedent to allow counterparty betting to be recast as trading, ONJN said in its public notice, warning that the platform's operations circumvent consumer protections. Anti-money laundering safeguards and tax supervision, while infringing Romania's statutory monopoly over certain gambling services. The regulator pointed to Government Emergency Ordinance 77/2009, under which participation in or promotion of unlicensed gambling can be treated as a misdemeanor and attract financial penalties. Regulatory response across Europe. Romania becomes the latest European authority to take formal action against Polymarket. Regulators in France, Poland, and Belgium have previously restricted the platform. France's Autorité Nationale des Jeux initiated measures after an investigation into a large prediction placed on a U.S. election, while Poland added the site to its register of illegal gambling domains, and Belgium ordered internet service providers to block access. Outside Europe, Colombia has also issued a prohibition, and U.S. authorities, including the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, have taken enforcement steps against the platform in recent years. In some jurisdictions, Polymarket has sought technical fixes, such as geo-blocking, to limit access to residents of regulated markets. Regulators say those mitigations are insufficient when a service continues to enable locally situated users to place monetary positions that resemble bets and when the operator does not submit to local licensing and supervision. What this means for users and operators. Industry observers say the ONJN decision highlights a growing regulatory consensus. Prediction markets that settle in fiat or stablecoins and collect fees can trigger national gambling laws. Platforms that allow financial exposure to political events and monetize that exposure will increasingly face regulation, as gambling services do, said Iona Marinescu, a senior researcher at the Bucharest Center for Gambling Studies. Regulators are concerned not only with consumer risk, but with transparency of flows and tax reporting, areas where decentralized services often fall short. Polymarket has consistently described its service as an information market rather than a traditional sports book. It has previously implemented access controls in response to enforcement actions in some countries. The company did not immediately publish new public comments on the Romanian action at the time of writing. For Romanian users and operators, the ONJN blacklist means participating in or promoting Polymarket could expose individuals and businesses to fines and possible misdemeanor proceedings. Enforcement options include domain blocking, penalties for intermediaries that facilitate access, and financial sanctions for operators deemed to be offering unlicensed gambling. As regul. Aiders in Europe and beyond sharpen their scrutiny. the Polymarket case is likely to serve as a reference point for how national authorities treat tokenized prediction markets that resemble counterparty betting. Companies offering similar services will face pressure either to seek local licenses, establish formal compliance mechanisms for anti-money laundering and tax reporting, or restrict access in jurisdictions that have affirmed gambling jurisdiction over these products.